When Breese was convicted in the 1971 murder of an 18-year-old Manchester woman, Susan Randall, the evidence included a piece of hair in Breese's car that allegedly came from Randall's coat. The forensic science behind that evidence was later deemed unreliable by criminal justice experts in the 1990s. But just last summer, when Breese argued for a new trial, a court allowed the state to rely on that forensic science. Dana Delger of the Innocence Project argues that because faulty forensic evidence is one of the leading causes of wrongful convictions, Breese's conviction should be thrown out and a new trial granted.
Science has advanced hugely since this trial. Today, this evidence wouldn't be admitted.
The New Hampshire Supreme Court will hear arguments this summer in whether Breese deserves a new trial. For NHPR News, I'm Paige Sutherland.